All right, it is 8:41 on this Tuesday morning. Very pleased to have online with us right now the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Congressman Mac Thornberry from Texas. Congressman, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
As your role on the committee, you are leading a big reform effort to make sure tax dollars are used efficiently, effectively. And as part of that, you visited recently the Selfridge Air National Guard base in Macomb County and some other military installations here in Michigan. What did you see? What are your thoughts?
Well, it was very impressive, a lot of what I saw. Congressman Paul Mitchell is our newest member of the House Armed Services Committee. He invited me to come to this area. So we did tour Selfridge. I was very impressed by a base that is run by the Air National Guard, and it has more than 40 tenants. That means other organizations in DOD, but also other government organizations that are based there, have a presence there. So as far as how do you use taxpayer dollars efficiently, that seems to be a really good case for making the most out of a federal facility. And then we spent time at General Dynamics. We were down at Detroit Arsenal talking not only about the current programs, upgrades, for example, to the Abrams tank and so forth, but we talked a lot about the future. What sort of vehicles are we going to need for our military in the years to come, including things like robotics and semi-autonomous vehicles and so forth? So it was a very full but helpful day.
And when we talk about those autonomous vehicles being used by the military, I mean, Michigan has really, I think, tried to position itself so that we're at the forefront of that that technology.
Yeah, and I think one of the key things about today's world is that much of the innovation occurs in the private sector, such as the automotive industry. And our challenge in the government and in the military will be to borrow that innovation and apply it for defense purposes. You know, it used to be that a lot of the inventions occurred in government or in the military, but it's certainly not true now. And so that relationship between the automotive industry and people at the Detroit Arsenal, for example, like TACOM, is really critical to make sure that we can provide the very best for the men and women who are risking their lives for us.
In addition to what you've seen here in Michigan, what other things are you looking at to make sure that tax dollars are used wisely when it comes to military spending?
Well, we have worked for several years now to improve the way the government buys things so that, for example, we've got a provision that is just being implemented to allow military folks to go online and buy basic supplies just like you and I do for our house, rather than go through this whole government contracting system that takes forever, ends up costing a lot more, and so forth. So we're changing the way the government buys things. We're also trying to shrink the bureaucracy. If you look at any company these days, they don't have as big a bureaucracy with all the different layers as they used to. It's flatter. It's simpler. And that's exactly the way the Pentagon needs to go, too.
Yeah, well, I remember years ago hearing those stories of the $800 hammers and things like that, and that is just not a good use of government money at all, is it?
No, it's not, and that's a great example. There's a perfectly good hammer that you can go buy at Lowe's or Home Depot that'll work fine. Instead, what happens is the military starts to think, well, wouldn't it be cool to have a hammer that was also a screwdriver and also this and that,
right,
and the other? So they make specific requirements that the companies then have to go build for those specific requirements rather than being able to accept good enough from something from the commercial market. Now, sometimes we still have to make special stuff. You're not going to go buy a commercial tank, for example. But there's a lot of things the military gets that commercial items are good enough and cheaper, and we ought to do that and then focus on those unique military things.
It sounds like after your visit to Michigan that I think a lot of people around Selfridge have been worried for years about the future of Selfridge. It sounds to me like you see a good, strong future for the Air National Guard base.
Well, I certainly do. Again, when you've got more than 40 tenants, then you have a strong, wide base of support for that facility. I don't think it's going anywhere. As a matter of fact, we walked around on the ramp and the new refueling facilities that it has there. So I think the infrastructure is there for future growth.
Oh, we sure hope so. Our local economy here in Southeast Michigan really relies heavily on that. So we are glad to hear that seems to have, at least at this point, a good future. Congressman, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye now.